Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ozark and The Crown lead the Critics' Choice Award nominations. It's the Wake Up with Entertainment Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and pay nothing to get started. 26th Annual Critics' Choice Awards. They will air on March 7th. And Ozark and The Crown lead the way. Netflix has the most nominations, 26, followed by HBO and HBO Max with 24. But Jason Bateman and Laura Linney nominated for Ozark. A bunch of people associated with The Crown nominated as well. On the comedy side, will The Creek go for a clean sweep like at the Emmys? The show and its four main actors all nominated. But here's a new twist. A show that came out in August, so it wasn't eligible for the Emmys, is nominated for the Critics' Choice Awards. Ted Lasso! I don't know. I'll be interested to see what they do. I think it's, you know, it's the final season of The Creek, so maybe you give a nod to them, but man, is that Ted Lasso good. And speaking of shows we love, this is for Kevin and Tim. Season 6 of Peaky Blinders has begun production, and it will be the show's last season.
But when are we getting it? Does anybody know?
Well, they just started production, so it's going to be a little while.
Man.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I don't have a date for you. Bridgerton is out now on Netflix. Kevin, has your wife Sarah finished
watching it? Yes, she has, and she said the same thing that you said.
I warned her. I warned her because a friend warned me. You know, I start watching the first episode. It's a period piece, and I love it. And they're like, be careful. It gets a little soft core by about episode 6. And some adult websites are taking some of the scenes from the show. They've racked up hundreds of thousands of views on adult video streaming platforms.
Really?
Yeah, Netflix is sending lots of cease and desists. They said it's misuse of their intellectual property. Intellectual property, that's a good code word for it. It takes a sharp turn. And it's like, only because the women in that period had to be so chaste. Like, you couldn't even be spotted kissing a man without an engagement. And then all of a sudden, it's like just, you know, 15 straight minutes of...
Really?
Oh, yeah. It does a 180. It turns on a dime. It's just surprising.
Shonda's been dying to do some things. Yeah. She finally is off network TV, and she's jamming it all in.
Yeah. It's another code word. Shonda Rhimes is the executive producer, of Bridgerton. It's a great show, but you just got to watch episode 6. You kind of have to not watch with children around. Just saying. That's Entertainment Schmig. We have traffic coming up in just a few minutes. Crash just in eastbound 70 after 170. Lance will have more on that in the next few minutes on Y98.
Life's like this.
Entertainment Michigan. Let's start with some puppies. It's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and pay nothing to get started. Okay, before we get to all the crazy stories, Matthew McConaughey and his wife have adopted a second puppy. They adopted one on Sunday, just 2 days after adopting a first puppy. So, I don't know. McConaughey, I think, is having a good little stint here. He's got a great book out. He's thinking about joining the WWE, and he has two puppies. Living his best life right now. Going through a rough patch, Ben Affleck. He and Ana de Armas, best known, I think, for her role in Knives Out. Together for a year, they split. They said they're at different points in their lives.
Sure.
She doesn't want to be in L.A. That's where his kids live. And they just... It's an amicable split. Although, it made for an awkward trip to the garbage can as the cardboard cutout of Anna that he had in his front yard over the summer as like a joke... had to haul that out to the trash.
Oh.
Someone got a picture of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That is so 2021.
Yeah, yeah, right.
What's next for Ben?
I know.
He's always
keeping
us on our toes.
So, Ben and Gwyneth Paltrow, a couple back in the day, and Gwyneth now has her Goop brand. And you know that one candle that she sells? You know, the title of it is This Smells Like My... Something.
Oh, okay.
Some woman claims she won it during an online quiz. Yeah, stick to that story, Jody Thompson, because she lit the candle and a giant flame leapt from the candle. The glass jar exploded and it caused a huge fire in her living room. She said she's never Whoa. Seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze.
So is she suing or something?
No, it's just a story about how Gwyneth's candle that smells like your you-know-what could explode and cause...
There was a goop everywhere.
Oh!
I wonder where you were going to go with that,
too. I think that's a good wrap. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at y98.com. Entertainment Schmig from 6:30. Also in podcast form at our website, radio.com, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Lance has traffic up next.
Was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go.
The Wake Up on Y98 St. Louis. It is Tuesday, January 19th. Let's find out what celebrities are celebrating birthday today. See if we can guess the ages. Kevin, what do you got?
You got a big one, and this is a big one. Not because of her singing career, not because of her acting career, but because she's got an amazing theme park called Dollywood. How old is Dolly Parton?
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
Dolly, 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 Dolly.
I'm going to have Tim start since he has been to Dollywood.
I love Dollywood. This is hard, though.
Seventy-five.
Oh.
No, I was going to say that, and I bumped it up.
I think she's had some work done. I don't... What's next?
All right, you got a couple Sean's coming up next. How old is one of the Wayans brothers, Sean Wayans?
We just find the funny take on the serious issue. So we look for, well, okay, this is serious, but where's the humor in it?
We had Marlon Wayans here.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was a while ago. But he was great. And then Sean and Marlon started together on the Wayans Brothers show. 46?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. 40. Wait, what did you say?
46.
48.
49.
50.
Ah.
50.
Your other Sean is an Olympic gold medalist, and she won season 8 on Dancing with the Stars. How old is Sean Johnson?
Balancing has always been kind of my thing, my favorite. It makes you feel like Superman.
I have no idea. 34.
She was really young when she was in the Olympics. And but it's been like at least 15 years.
32.
29.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And we'll end with Peg Bundy. She's also Louise on The Conners. She's also Gemma on Sons of Anarchy. She's also Leela from Futurama. How old is Katie Seagal?
Oh, well. I do not know.
All right.
Man, yeah. She's been around.
Heck of a career.
Yeah. I wonder how old she was when she started Married with Children.
Yeah.
Because that was
trying to figure out.
Like late 80s, early 90s, right?
67.
67 is correct. Whoa. Nice job. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. If you guys are celebrating a birthday today, happy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.